All right, everybody. We are in Dallas for a bonus episode of Cheaters Never Win. This is the first ever all cheat mail episode of Cheaters Never Win. Mike may not be here with us. He may be here in spirit. I don't know where the hell he is, but we've got a room full of phenomenal Canes people. I'll go around, introduce some folks, and there's one voice you may not have heard before on this podcast. So to my left, we have Mr. Workrate. You know him well. Tom, say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
To his left, we have Canalytics.
Hi.
Chipper, as always. Thank you so much, sir.
He's too sober right
now. It's a delight to have you here. To his left, we have Pat Clark, FKA Canes Prospects, AKA That Web Guru. Pat, pleasure, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. First time, long time from Dallas.
Yeah, that's right. And then the last man in the room, last but not least, you may know him on the Twitter machine as at Overly Optimistic Caniac. I may now know him better in person as Dylan. I'm sure at some point this weekend when I get drunker, he will be Dylon. Who are the five most optimistic Caniacs of all time? Dylon, 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 and Dylon. He is also part of the Calm Before the Storm team, so this is kind of a joint podcast venture because he is here with us. Dylan, welcome to the Airbnb in hot AF Dallas.
I spit all this hot fire that made the temperature go up. It is awful outside.
Yeah, it's truly awful. Today is supposed to be cooler than the next 2 days, and today is 99 degrees. Tomorrow's supposed to be 103 the day after Saturday. But we promised we were going to do multiple podcasts while we're here. We have a regular edition of Cheaters Never Win coming up. Probably tomorrow morning will be recorded. Actually, it'll probably be today by the time you hear this, because I'm not going to get this out. We're recording this Thursday afternoon. We don't have enough time to mix this down and publish it Thursday evening, because we have to go to a live Puck Soup taping. We have to go meet other writers and bloggers and other folks that we will get on this podcast throughout the year. So it is a night of networking and fun and adult beverages at a place that we have already been to today that has flights of bacon. So with
Did you say flights of bacon?
Yeah, flights of bacon.
We had flights of bacon that had four different animals on one cutting board.
It's like when pigs fly, but you consume them.
It was truly delightful. I can't wait to get there. But this weekend, we're bringing you this podcast. We're bringing you a regular episode of Cheaters Never Win, sans Mike. And then, for patrons only, the drunk podcast will be recorded Friday night after round one of the draft. It should be some good times.
Booyah.
Kasha.
Booyah kasha. So, we said for patrons, they get first crack. They are moved to the express line. They are the Southwest early bird check-inners of this podcast. So first and foremost, we'll get to the questions that were submitted on Patreon. If you want to get to the front of the line of future podcasts like this or get access to the drunk podcast, head over to patreon.com/section328. You can check it all out there. First question, and these are all open to the floor. This is from Dawson Webb. Who is your favorite celebrity? That is the who is famous yet few can understand why. So who's your favorite C-list celebrity?
I wish we had pre-screened these.
No, see, but then that takes the fun out of it. Like, why should we?
Or at least maybe on one of the flights down, we could have thought about these
in contrast to the 10 minutes of umming and silence that we're going to go through as we try to figure this out.
We got some slides.
So let's set a baseline. So Kathy Griffin is what
D-list.
D or F list?
Oh, she had a show Life on the D list, right?
Yeah.
Well,
she was
by her own.
The D-list.
Yes,
of course.
She would qualify.
And that was when she was a C-list celebrity. So,
and if she's anyone's favorite celebrity, I'd like to have a discussion with that person.
I mean, I honestly think it comes down to your personality and what kind of weird hobbies you enjoy. Because, I would freak out about seeing some comic book writers and stuff that no one else would give a shit about. So,
that's a good point. where do hockey writers and bloggers fall on this list? Are they H-list?
Yeah, because there are some people that I want to meet weekend.
I mean, not this weekend. I mean, different scale.
Now.
For sure.
I want to meet them now.
Is Bob McKenzie a C-list celebrity?
In hockey versus A-list.
Oh, yeah. Right. But in celebrity-dom, is he a C-list celebrity? If so, that's my pick.
C for Canada.
A good way to think about this is, who did you freak out when somebody attended one of our tailgates? I know, there's been a couple few that, when I've seen them show up at a tailgate, which I probably won't mention their names here, where I've been like, ooh, yee, nerds.
All right, so Oliver is just picking nerds. I'm going with Bob McKenzie.
Oliver, why did you just roll on the ground when you did that?
John Darnell of the Mountain Goats, when he retweeted me tweeting him at about the Canes goal zone, I literally freaked out enough to message my wife.
There we
like,
go.
Oh my God, John Darnell of the Mountain Goats just retweeted me and said, sure, but it has to start this way. I literally freaked out. I've met comic writers and astrophysicists. That one, more than anything, like unhinged me.
Those sound like smart people. I think I should just abstain.
Okay, that works. We don't need to pull teeth here, so thank you for your question, Dawson. Next, here we go, Al Hood. This one should be a little bit more in the wheelhouse of us.
Thank God.
How jarring has it been to see members of Hurricanes management being spoken to on and off the record after years of Fort Knox?
It's all strategy. It's all by design.
Okay.
And it's delightful. Let's be honest.
Thing. I was going to say, how are you receiving the extra information that we're getting now?
Well, here's the thing. We're not really getting that much extra information. We're just hearing more words.
Okay, so it's not and like it's Don nice. Waddell is wearing the turtleneck of truth?
No. It's there's a lot more fabric than the lasso of truth, so I think it's working against him.
Yeah. It's more verbose. It's just using more
very,
words.
Very much so.
The same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to hear something instead of having the same constant stories being done by local media and national media and Canadian media that are just using the same old storylines, basically. So now we have something at least that's kind of going off that path and giving... It's giving more interpretation in how you look at it, whether it be Dundon and his actions being interpreted 7,000 different ways, or at least the new direction that the team seems to be going in, whatever that may be. It's something different. It's getting people at least talking about the team, which hasn't been happening in the last 2 years.
I do appreciate Don Waddell's honesty. It helps us not freak out as we are prone to do on the social medias.
What?
No! That it's made my job both easier and harder.
Although I will say I wish Tom Dundon would not speak out loud out to the public ever again.
No, I don't think he wants to.
That was Carmanos that doesn't need to speak to the public ever again. I think Tom Dundon is doing all right at this
he's
point.
Learning.
For now.
Yeah, he's getting better at it. I will say like the one thing that's been nice about the more verbose message from the team is you do get a response to rumors now. Like yesterday with Waddell saying, we're not trying to trade Hennepin. We're actually trying to sign him long term, but one team called us and then they just said, hey, we're trying to trade Hennepin. I'm blaming Boston for that one.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing the same thing with rumors regarding Skinner and Volk. I think in this room, I think we're all of the mindset at least one of them may be dealt tomorrow night, before July 1. I don't know that we all want that, but that's not important. But at least they're saying, as of now, they're valuable assets. We're not giving them away. It's not a
fire sale. Is the popular
it's just not
word.
A
oh
no
God,
comment.
We're having a fire sale.
Well, we might go. This weekend, given how hot it is outside. But all right,
let's move the hell on. Al has another good question for us, Dylan. This may be a little bit more challenging for you, as you are a Texas resident. His question is: what do you think needs to be upgraded in the in-game presentation, and how realistic is that suggestion?
Sharks with frickin' lasers on their heads.
And how realistic is that?
how long ago did Austin Powers come out, and have we seen it in action?
That was 19 years ago.
You can have ill-tempered bass.
That movie is older than Svechnikov.
Can you find bass in Lake Jordan or Lake Wheeler?
All right, so at least we could have bass of ill repute, maybe? Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know about their tempers, but, you know, their reputations can be...
Wait, are we taking a more nautical theme?
Is there a pre-interview for the...
Is the organization...
The bass will be screened.
Can we get a wind tunnel to simulate a hurricane?
Oh, we got to have a wind tunnel.
I think that's feasible. It's more feasible than a new scoreboard, apparently, but
that's coming
feasible.
In 2019-2020.
Yeah,
we're getting
it was already
a laser light show for this year or whatever.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
But, honestly, less is more. They try too many little things throughout the course. Too many games. We know they've tried to curtail that. They tried to mix a DJ and a organist.
There's a DJ? I had no idea.
Well, they weren't sponsored
this
year.
About the DJ?
So the DJ, here's the thing with our favorite DJ at the Canes games. The less he's on camera, the less we have reason to gripe, because the music selection is, it is what it is. But when they're not showing somebody there, like, awkwardly spinning records during a hockey game, it doesn't bother me nearly as much. That it was just that on-camera segment that I know was paid for that was really awkward. I get why they did it.
And this is why I say less is more, because I think this individual, I will not name names.
DJ Senior Quinceanera.
If you say so. Morin is a little bit just doing his job.
If we can get
job.
The checkers, DJ, because during that 5 OT game, he was amazing. Okay. We can get him up in Raleigh, I'd be fine with
so
it.
So here's one thing where I would less say is more is more. Here's one thing I want, and I don't know how feasible it is because I don't know the cost behind it or if it's something that would be good every game, but I want on-ice projection. I want that 3D on ice because it is badass. I think that's the kind of thing that's going to be when there's a new scoreboard put in, then it makes sense to put that in because, you know, you don't want to do those separately. So I would love to see on-ice projection.
Like the flame engulfing the Canadiens ice and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or anything Vegas did this year with theirs?
Well, not anything because it wasn't so much Vegas, it was NBC's coverage of it.
Fair.
I could do with far fewer Michael Bay 360 shots of everything on ice because my wife and I were nearly vomiting watching all this pregame. It's like, hold the effing camera still.
Just as long as there's not a wall in front of 314.
Yeah.
During introductions.
Is that where you sit? Something.
No, I sit in section 320. God damn it, stop breaking kayfabe, Eric!
All right. I'll end this question on this. In arena pep band.
Yeah.
This is a college market with multiple universities.
You're right. And that seems pretty feasible.
So, I think it's feasible. They just need to find an area in the arena where they can dedicate to individuals playing instruments. They can give the organist a night off. They can give the DJ a night off. Let's mix it up a little bit.
So wait, instruments, like brass instruments, like they use in ska music, like for a particular goal song maybe?
Well,
sounds like you're about to have a bonanza.
Did you have a goal song in mind, Tom?
I may have. Yes. Something about a particular goal.
Tom may have suggested that. Let's keep it moving. Yeah, Oliver.
Yes. I just have a quick lightning round. Do you think the Lady Pig mascot shows up ever again?
I hope that is now the Columbus phallic canon of failed mascots.
Bring both back, but just make them equal opportunity. Like when I see Stormy, show me Caroline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gonna show up
again.
Don't
make it the occasional game gimmick.
Right. So here's the thing, though. Are they kin? Are they married? Is one wooing the other? What's their relationship?
Next question, please.
All right.
Anyway, she'll show up again, 975 on nachos.
Ooh, there we go. Thank you, Tom. This next one is from Andy Wagner. If you had to select the new hashtag marketing campaign for the Canes with no restrictions, what do you choose? Now, keep in mind, this is not a Patriot exclusive. Oliver, I see you mouthing something. That's not going to fly.
What's that hand gesture?
Now, I know they said with no restrictions. I don't know if that means legal restrictions or that, you know.
FCC?
Yeah, or FCC.
For the time being, let's just stick with FCC.
Yeah, let's assume that we're not on Sirius.
I'll take mine because I've already kind of thrown this one out there. I like the hashtag let's go just because that, again, need to plug the goal
the
song.
Sami Zayn theme.
But just let's go just kind of fits it. It's a calling card of that particular goal song, but it's one of those things that rolls into marketing. It's let's go. It's something you yell at the team like because you're down a goal. Let's go. It's something that you roll into the marketing where people are talking about potentially, oh, Carolina Hurricanes, they're doing pretty well. Let's go to a game. That type of, it can be rolled into all these different aspects. So I stick with that.
Here's the marketing I want. And this is a slow roll marketing opportunity. I want the players to be more visible in the community.
I thought we were doing just hashtags, yeah. Derek.
Well, screw it. How about a hashtag of we're here? Something like that. Because who the shit would know that a lot of these players are around here? We've brought it up before. When the Triangle Special Hockey Association has their casino night, why does a player not stop by and, you know, maybe volunteer 30 minutes of their time and say, hey, on behalf of either myself or the Hurricanes, we'd like to donate a couple hundred bucks? It's not a huge monetary thing, but it shows that you're here and you care about the people that care about you. I would love to see something like that, because, and I brought this one up because all of my other ideas don't pass the FCC's muster for this question. So, Andy, I apologize that this question was not part of the drunk podcast. Maybe we'll bring this up Friday night.
Here we go.
Can confirm. It'll be brought up.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Oliver get real excited. So we'll see where this goes.
The PG version is hashtag Wardo Gabayo.
Or I'll go one further. My terrible cricket impression. How about no campaign and we just market what's there, okay, what's available?
Okay, so Pat, I don't know that minimalist hockey is going to appeal to the masses between having...
Might not.
Well, let's be honest.
So Pat wants no DJ, no music, no scoreboard. Just roll it out like it's a beer league and have the fans show up. Is that pretty much right?
Goddamn pond hockey.
Yeah, let's just promote the beer prices in the arena. And
there we go. There's marketing.
Yeah, but it's not a campaign.
How about this campaign? BYOB.
Oh, boy. They are not prepared for that.
Let's be honest.
That's also a terrible idea. You're right. Screw it. Yes.
Bring back bobbleheads.
Ooh, that would be fun. Bobbleheads would be fun.
Make sure they show up on time. With the thought of Amazon or Apple, you know, eventually setting up a secondary or tertiary HQ in the area, I think they have the money to pay for bobbleheads, which has been the biggest restriction, having a sponsor to pay for them.
This is true.
Yep. But the bobblehead, if it were made by Amazon, would probably have an Alexa listening device inside of your house.
Okay. All right. Going back to Al Hood here, another Patreon question. Which of the crew is having the most fun in Dallas, and what's the best beer you've had? We've only been to one place so far for beer, but boy, there have been a lot of good options.
Ugh. I'm going to say Meg has had the most fun.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
There's a reason she's napping.
She's the smart one. Let's be honest. My
guess would have been Oliver. He's already had a shower beer.
Shower beers are good beers.
Shower beers are good beers. Is the shower beer the best beer you've had, though?
No. Happiness comes from within, from Brain Dead, was it?
Yeah, Brain Dead Brewing.
Yeah, it was quite delicious.
Okay.
Multiple of them.
Tom, what's the best beer you've had so far?
I am a big fan of, as Oliver mentioned, the Happiness Comes From Within beer, New England IPA. I also very much like the We Own Brunch.
Oh, God, that was so good.
Imperial Stout, which had all the flavors going on at the same time.
Both of those beers were really good. Pat, you had a beer.
So
I see you pulling up your Untappd list.
Oh, I had to. I just wanted to make sure because so we all of us got up between 2:30, 3:30 Eastern time.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Got to the airport. We landed in Dallas shortly before 10 a.m. local time. I made sure I got an 11% beer as soon as we made it to a local drinking establishment.
Attaboy.
The Sol de version from Brain Dead Brewing, which I will imbibe at least one more time this weekend.
Today?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think the We Own Brunch may have been my favorite beer. It was just so good. It was a rich imperial stout, but Brain Dead Brewing did a lot of really good stuff. So many beers also went well with that flight of bacon.
Yeah.
Dear God, we've talked about it a bunch, but we had pieces of bacon made from pig and cow and lamb and duck. Oh, God.
And while we could rank them individually, they were all delicious.
That is correct.
Fantastic.
The last question submitted via Patreon. We still have more patron questions to get to via on the Twitter machine. This is from Michael Mosher. What would be the deal that would blow away Waddell to get him to part ways with the second overall pick?
Barkov for number two.
No. Ooh, you think so?
No.
Barkov for number two.
I think the only thing that moves that number two is a number one center of some variety. So
Barkov for number two.
Barkov.
Right, but I mean, there are others available, though. But yes, that would be one.
Drysdale, Clefbaum, and Slepyshev?
McDavid and a third?
But I mean,
McDavid's contract that kicks in next year get us to the cap floor?
I don't think McDavid in a fourth is going to get it done. I think you really got to kick in that third.
Yeah.
The trade was one for one.
Oh, God. We do have a second pairing defenseman we could send Edmonton.
Yep.
All right. More questions from patrons. This is from Matt Peterson, PE. Kevin Kohler, I'm sure you're listening. You have a glut of questions. We are getting there. I promise you, sir. You will have an entire block of questions coming up. Matt Peterson, how disappointed will you be when the Canes leave the draft without making a single trade?
Not disappointed at all.
Okay.
That means we've kept Skinner for another day.
From what I've heard, the Skinner thing might wait till the Ilya Kovalchuk thing might resolve anyway, so we have to wait till July 1st for that anyway.
Yeah, and I don't think they move Falk until someone hits them upside the head with something.
I mean, there's the talk of, you know, if Ryan O'Reilly really is potentially going to Carolina, that's not going to get done until after July 1st anyway.
Correct.
There are other players as well that have signing bonuses that are going on July 1st, so you're going to see there's going to be movement at this draft, but there's also going to be a decent amount of movement after July 1st.
Yo, dog, I heard you like Jordan Stahl, so I added Jordan Stahl to your Jordan Stahl.
Yeah, I'm not going to be that disappointed when we leave the draft without making a trade because we're going to leave with Svechnikov.
Yeah.
Next from our buddy Carl Kikas, a silly draft Canes cast/cheat mail question, so I don't know if Mike Squared answered this already because I haven't listened to it yet. What would happen if a team lets the clock run out on their pick? Do they just get skipped? Is there some sort of penalty? Has it ever happened?
If I remember correctly, it's a running clock, and like, so say for instance Buffalo drags their feet, not picking Rasmus Dahlin, whatever reason.
That'd be the best if they messed that up on the number one pick. Not like pick 162.
Yeah, it's number one.
Number one.
Let's go with the most obvious one, right? And so the Canes can then technically run up and draft Dahlin during their time. But any time during the Canes pick, Buffalo can also submit theirs. That happened a few years ago in the NFL draft with the Minnesota Vikings.
So the Vikings messed up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, too.
And they also got penalized 10 yards.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Also
and loss of down.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, Meg just walked in.
Yep.
Hey.
And Ashley. Hey, good shirt choice, Ashley. I like that one. And Dan. What's up, everybody?
I'm a sheriff.
All right, so
go for it.
Cool.
Squeeze on in.
For those who just joined the room, we're knee-deep in the All Cheat Mail podcast. We are now to the Kevin Kohler section of this. Next one, from him again. Do you have a retired superstition from 2006? For me, it was untying a shoelace when down a goal. Pat, you have your hand raised.
Yeah.
Again, on an all-audio podcast.
I've got this one. Being out of the state while they are playing in the Stanley Cup playoff.
Okay, that's a good one. Mine was buying a sixer of Molson Canadian. So I believe in the 14 games, because I worked retail, I didn't get to see all of them on time. The 14 games when I bought a sixer of Molson, the Canes were 12-2, including the one where we came back against Jersey in 06. I was going to a friend's house, and apparently almost at the exact time that I had probably put my hand on that sixer of Molson was when Wallin scored. So that was my superstition. I let it die in 06.
Yeah. So I spent my times between the Detroit Free Press newsroom and the St. Petersburg Time newsroom. Mm. That game that you just referenced, I remember sitting down late at night in the newsroom in Detroit. Everyone's giving me grief because it's the Carolina Hurricanes. The only reference they have is 2002. Okay, they got their last cup. Well, second to last cup.
And, penultimate cup, if you will.
Eh. They're not getting another one for a long time, let's be honest.
No.
And, so the idea of not being around for any of those games was kind of bittersweet. So, the hell with that.
Anyone else with some 06 superstitions? I know a lot of people here weren't in the state or anything else.
Graduating high school.
You shut your mouth.
I had just moved down. So I guess technically my superstition was changing an infant.
I'm changing Dylan's Twitter handle to overly youthful Caniac.
I got younger once. So many years.
Stop it.
Damn Canes team.
I was a Thrashers fan, so you can call me overly depressing hockey fan.
Good God. Did you lose a bet? All right. Let's keep it moving here once I can load up these questiones. Lord, thank you, iPad. All right, again, Kevin Kohler.
Oh!
Lightning round. How many goals will Aho score in the first 10 games of this season? You know.
Ooh. I got this.
Slow starter. Yes, Pat.
Two.
Damn.
But he'll have 12 assists.
Dan has five.
I'm going to agree with Dan on this five. I think he's permanently switching to the shorter stick. He's not starting with the longer one next season.
We don't have time to discuss stick length in this.
Fair enough.
I mean, you should start with a shorter stick, right?
I would think so,
as the season goes along.
But you know what? I am no Sebastian Aho.
It's true. Tom, what you got?
Shaft length is overrated, I've heard.
It's about how you use it.
Next question. Last one from Kevin Kohler, and then we'll open the floor up to others. Would you rather give up beer for a year, lose Skinner to free agency, or draft Tkachuk?
So Kevin had he and I had a back and forth going, and he was pretty adamant that there's only one correct answer here.
I was going to say, I saw your warning, Pat.
So you give up.
Hashtag take warning.
So this isn't a true F. Mary kill.
No, it's not an F. Mary kill. You just pick one that you would take. So you either give up beer for a year, or you lose Skinner to free agency, or you draft Tkachuk.
Ooh, that's easy.
You draft Tkachuk.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Pat.
No.
Pat, you silly
Look,
bitch.
I am the captain of unpopular opinions of Section 328.
What about dumbass opinions?
That's true.
Womp womp.
But, okay, we can get by without just beer. There are other beverages.
Wait, no, you're saying you want to drink beer.
Yeah. Like, you're picking the one you get. That doesn't mean the other two happen.
Yeah,
you're doing a thing to avoid the other thing.
Is this Svechnikov?
No. No, that he just says have Tkachuk.
No, he says
draft
Tkachuk. And we're not getting him in the second round.
No. But
it doesn't say when to draft Tkachuk.
It doesn't say that, you know, the team may or may not be picking up an extra pick in the first round tomorrow night.
Got to move Skinner for something.
Look at Pat lawyering up here.
Sure. Yeah, we're trading Skinner for a top six pick.
Yes.
We're trading Skinner for Brody Tkachuk.
Yeah, okay.
Brody
the fifth Tkachuk.
The answer is rather than draft Tkachuk or give up beer for a year, I'd rather lose Skinner to free agency.
False.
That's the correct answer.
For a year.
Yep. I thought I liked you, Meg.
Goodbye.
I'm in the Meg group. I will give up
beer
for a year.
I drink whiskey more anyway.
Right? I'd like to remind everyone right now that this podcast is also sponsored by Bottle Mix. great place to get beer.
Bottle Mix sells wine. Right?
Yeah,
they do sell wine. Yeah. So you could go if you wanted to give up beer for a year. You could still go to Bottle Mix, get all the wine you want, and then put that in your shiny new home that you just got at becauseitshome.com from our pal Don at the official realtor of Section 328. I don't know her NMLS number, but it's visible somewhere on the internets.
And when you buy that home, if you actually need some stuff for inside the home, you can always go to cheatersneverpin.com, click on the Amazon.com affiliate link, shop on Amazon.com, send that stuff to your house, but when you pay Amazon.com the same amount of money that you would normally pay, a small portion of that money goes to us,
that's
and not
true.
To Jeff Bezos, so because he's a crazy billionaire.
And, you know, if you're going to do that through Amazon affiliate link, the Section 328 shirts not only make great shirts, but they're wonderful wall tapestries.
Yes.
So decorate your home with Cheaters Never Win shirts. Good Lord, that was a lot of shilling.
I'm shilled out.
Hashtag buy the merch.
Yeah, right? Buy all the merch. From Chris Clark, what number do you think Svechnikov should wear?
12.
Yeah.
Oh,
12.
Yeah. Shots fired up the game.
They see me rolling.
He's not. So 14 is his number of choice, both in the USHL
right.
and in the OHL.
Ain't happening.
14's not happening next year. But you know what? Gauthier's not making this roster. They are reluctant to give him 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time the team picked second overall in the draft, they gave the number 12 away.
It's true.
And that number ain't being retired anytime soon, so give it to the kid.
Word.
I think it's one of the only ways that you can give 12 to somebody as well.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, does it put too much on him to start?
Absolutely not.
No.
Because it's just
He's big enough to handle it. I mean, his shoulders.
I don't know who was the last player who played with number 12.
I mean, you guys know that's going to be retired eventually.
Please subscribe to patreon.com/section328 where you will get a D detailed drunken rambling about why 12 and 30 should not be retired.
Oh, is this the numbers podcast?
Oh, I look forward to that. I love unpopular opinion, Pat. last question for everybody, because we do have to get to the live recording of Puck Soup here momentarily. There's a whole lot going on in Dallas, and thank you to all of our patrons for your questions. And the patrons for all of your support to make this draft trip happen so we can record all these podcasts and bring a lot of the fun of Dallas to you without all of the hot, hot heat. Last question here from that Edmund guy. What would be more fun? I'm guessing this is an F, Mary, kill, but it's just an F with two asterisks. So, you know what? Screw it. This is an F, Mary, kill.
All right.
Skating one game with the Canes, being on a tag team with Braun Strowman, being on stage with your favorite band.
Okay, caveat, who is Braun Strowman?
Braun Strowman is a monster among men. He's a pro wrestler who is legitimately a giant sumbitch.
So Meg, you and I will kill that.
All right, yeah, let's do that.
But he has the state of North Carolina tattooed on his
You know what? And the state of North Carolina tattoo that he has on him says Country Strong, but one of my friends thought it said Country Store, and he thought he was just a huge fan of Cracker Barrel.
So the other options are skating with the Canes and what else?
For a game or being on stage with your favorite band.
Oh.
Well, so if we're killing the Braun Strowman option, I would actually marry being on stage with my favorite band one game with the Canes.
No, I would marry one game with the Canes and F.
Pat, do you think Michael Bublé would let you on stage with him?
How dare you?
Clearly not my favorite performer. But are you...
SNL and
is that a reference to someone else in the room?
My son still calls him Michael Bublé.
I would F1 concert with Fall Out Boy.
To light them ups yourself?
Yeah, light them ups.
So I think I would F... being on stage with my favorite band.
Thank you.
Because one concert, that's fine. Cool, I want it to be done. I will marry being on a tag team with Braun Strowman because I'd have to do zero work, see Mania, wrestle. And I would kill skating one game for the Canes because I can't skate.
You can learn.
So you'd be the new James Ellsworth?
Yeah, so I could.
So, Derek, I know of a guy who could teach you in about a day or two.
You keep saying that, Pat.
Do you have skates, Tom?
Is it a guy who can teach me hockey, and is his name not David Marcoux?
Wait, you didn't say play.
I can confirm his name is not David Marcoux.
Well, a hockey skate,
for a game.
Sorry. Yeah. Maybe if they suited me up like Manute Bol and just gave me a 3-second courtesy shift.
Yeah, there you go.
That could work for me.
Memorial Daniel Alves, 15 seconds.
Yes, that would work for me. Well, everybody, I think that is all the time we have for the All Cheat Mail episode. Thank you, everybody, so much for all of your questions. You can find all of us on the Twitter machine. We're all incestuously tagging each other on Twitter. So if you follow one of us and you understand how social media works, you can probably follow the rest of us by the end of the weekend. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're really not much of anywhere else.
We found a giant eyeball today.
We found a giant eyeball, which was amazing. We will be... you know, doing some lens live video on Patreon at some point. I don't know if it'll be a minute of video or 30 minutes of video. It depends on how much of a hassle that truly becomes. Full disclosure on that one. But we have a lot of fun coming up this weekend. Tomorrow is going to be a hell of a day. We're recording one podcast in the morning where we'll be more sober than the one we'll be recording after the first round of the draft when we come back and can talk about our new hockey overlord.
My giant newest son.
How many sons are you up to now?
We're going to lose
112.
Yes. Meg now has more sons than Abraham, so this is going well. I bet no one here expected a biblical reference from me.
Nope.
And I feel like before, you know, the locusts and the lightning come down, we should probably go ahead and call it an episode. So, everybody, thank you so much. My name is Derek.
I'm Tom.
I'm Pat.
I'm Megan. I love you.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Canalytics.
And we are out of here.
Bye!